The Steve Cochran Show.
Showing off for the people walking down Michigan Avenue now. Let me shake it in the window here a little bit.
Yeah.
Huh. Don't hurt yourself.
Look out. The good thing about my hip is when I pop it out, it pops right back into place. Yeah. 852, former governor of Texas, presidential candidate. Rick Perry apparently bumped his head on the ranch and he agreed to do Dancing with the Stars. Good morning, Governor.
Well, now I know how to do it. You just gave me the visual of how you're supposed to get out there and shake it. So
come on,
I'm
man.
Doing my cha-cha now. I think I just saw you, Cochran, kind of give it that double hip hit.
Shake it. Shake that moneymaker, Governor.
Hey, 2 weeks ago, I didn't know the difference between the word tango and cha-cha. And now I'm doing one. Holy mackerel, what was I thinking?
Well, here's the thing. I'm curious, when you went to the women in your life, the women in your life of all ages who have asked you to dance through the years, and you've probably at various times said no, and you said, well, they made me this offer. What do you think? What did the women in your life say?
Well, it's an interesting story. 6 weeks ago, they came to me. And now you got to remember, I don't dance. I don't like to dance. In the last 15 years, I've danced four times in public. Each of my inaugurals, it's required for the governor to dance with his wife for the first dance of the inaugural ball.
Right.
And I got up on stage, and for some short period of time, I did a semblance of a waltz and then got the hell off the dance stage because it's obvious I can't dance.
Right.
And my wife, you know, God bless her, she loves to dance, and she ended up with me. So she's long-suffering. So when we got approached, I automatically said, no, that's out of my silo of interest. I don't dance. I don't know how to dance. No, thank you. And then I said, you know what? This is an extraordinary population of people that watch this. I mean, this is a huge amount of people that I'm never going to have the opportunity, most likely, to be in front of and talk to about the thing I'm really passionate about in life, and that's our veterans. So I said, you know what? I'm willing to go out there and fall on my face, or some other body part for that matter, to be able to talk about the veterans, to bring their issues to the forefront, to talk about it where people understand what's happened.
Well, good for you.
They're coming home with post-traumatic stress, TBI, all of these. I mean, we got 25 or 30 of these kids killing themselves a day.
Every day.
And Scott, that's just not right, bro. And we got to do something about it. And so I said, you know what? It is worth it for me. So go through the training and what have you. And this is the hardest thing I've done since pilot training back in 1972, 73. It is tough, man. I'm telling you, learning how to dance technically is not unlike flying an airplane. I mean, you got to use all four of your extremities. It's time and space.
Well, how sore are you now? I mean, you get up in the morning. You're an athlete. You get up in the morning and you have those good soreness where, you know, you feel some muscle aches that you haven't felt before. But what are you feeling now? You achy all over?
I was for the first week. I've done this now. I think there's been 10 sessions. The first week, I was pretty sure they were trying to kill me. I decided, you know, this is a plot to get rid of me. But I've kind of worked my way through it. I'm in pretty good shape. I tried to keep my core. You know, I had back surgery, major back surgery, 5 years ago.
Okay.
And so everybody was kind of like, oh, dude, you can't do this because of your back. And it's not my back that's bothering me. It is muscles in places that I didn't even know I had muscles. I mean,
well, listen, God bless you. I mean, I'm like you. I think if you have a chance and a platform, we certainly do it here to promote veterans' causes and stop this scourge of veteran suicides and make sure that veterans are taken care of and not to forget families and make sure the families that sacrifice while the loved ones of theirs are serving overseas. I mean, that's great. I mean, you go out in week one or week 10 or you win the whole thing. It's great. So I salute you for doing it.
Well, we're going to go work hard and try to stay on. Hell, I'm not doing it for anything other than to win that mirror ball.
There you go, baby.
That's it. And to be able, you know, we're going to have veterans there. I mean, half of my tickets that I get or more are going to be, they're going to be veterans sitting there rooting me on. And it's going to be about, because they know I'm going to be promoting their cause. I'm going to be telling their stories. We're going to have a website called Advance the Colors that you can go to. And you're going to hear just some extraordinary stories of service and sacrifice of parents that lost children. These great and sacrificial men and women who we owe so much to. And, you know, the freedoms that we enjoy every day, they didn't come for free.
That's right.
And we still owe for it. And I want people to be really upset when they find out that our federal government's not doing the things that we promised we'd do for these vets. And so, anyway, I hope folks will not only watch the show and vote for Team Dance for Our Vets. That's what Emma Slater and I decided we were going to name our team, Team Dance for Our
Vets. Dance for Our Vets. That's a great name.
And you can vote. I mean, this is like South Texas and Chicago politics. You can vote 12 times.
Doesn't matter what Texas district you're in or what aldermanic district you're in here. Hey, before you go, I don't care to talk to you about Trump or Hillary, but I do have a question for you about Johnson, because you had your 2 out of 3 moment. And after the mayor of Aleppo messed up yesterday, a lot of people are shoving him out. Should he be shoved out, or should he be or is he, you know, he said, I'm a human being and give me another chance. Where are you on this?
Yeah, well, here's my deal. Look, Donald Trump wasn't my first choice. I was my first choice.
Right.
But, you know, I believe in the process. I'm a Republican. I'm for Donald Trump, and I'm going to be doing everything I can to help him. I know Gary. And Gary,
well, then
Johnson
dance more.
Is a good guy. But listen, you know, we all have, you know, lapses of memory. Hell, I had it in front of 4.5 million people once. So,
right.
But the redemption's a great thing, and I'm all about giving people.
Okay,
fair enough.
I know you got to run, and God bless you, man. Stay healthy and get out there and shake it. And thanks for being on the Steve Cochran Show.
Hey, Steve. Thank you, brother. Godspeed.
All right. All the best. It's Governor Rick Perry. I salute what he's trying to do.
Absolutely.
It's great.
Yeah. It's
everything
painful.
Right up to the point where he said he supported Trump, and everything after. I mean, I'm with him.
That's right, Scott.
Did he call me Scott?
I thought so.
I don't care what he calls me. It's fine.
Who has him in the poll?
The mayor of Aleppo. Is the mayor of Aleppo on the phone?
No.